AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Britain's foreign secretary is in Moscow for talks in hopes of easing tension over Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there appears to be troop activity along the Ukraine border.
We also see indications that additional battalion tactical groups are on their way. And so every day he adds to his options, every day he adds to his capabilities, every day he continues to destabilize what is already a very tense situation.
Russia has more than 100,000 troops near that country and has launched military maneuvers in the region, but says it has no plans to invade its neighbor. It wants guarantees from the West that NATO not allow Ukraine and other former Soviet nations as members. House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol has subpoenaed former Trump administration trade advisor Peter Navarro. Here's more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Navarro was former President Trump's trade advisor.
The other side may have underestimated the strong resolve of President Donald J. Trump.
He's an ally of the former president and promoted false claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. Committee Chair Benny Thompson says Navarro hasn't been shy about his role in efforts to overturn the results and has even discussed the former president's support for those plans. Navarro's own book indicates he worked with longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon and others to develop and implement a plan to delay the certification of Joe Biden's victory. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Maryland man who draped himself in a Confederate flag during the attack pleads guilty to felony charges of obstruction an official proceeding and assaulting police officers. Matthew Miller admits to spraying a fire extinguisher at law enforcement officers who were trying to prevent the rioters from entering the building. He will be sentenced in May. He's one of the more than 700 people charged with taking part in the insurrection. This is AP News. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he has to find ways to improve diversity in the league.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he bears responsibility for the league's struggles on improving diversity among high-level executives and coaching staffs.
We just have to do a better job. We have to look, is there another thing that we can do to make sure we're attracting that best talent here and making our league inclusive? If I had the answer right now, I would give it to you.
In a press appearance before the Super Bowl, Goodell says the league will look into allegations made by former Miami coach Brian Flores in a lawsuit charging racism in the league. And he says the NFL will take over an investigation into alleged sexual harassment by Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder. I'm Jennifer King.
A geomagnetic solar storm last Friday wrecked SpaceX's newest fleet of internet satellites. Up to 40 of the 49 small satellites launched last week have either re-entered the atmosphere and burned up or will do so shortly. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.